Oh, what a glorious day it is for everyone other than Taysom Hill. Which means it's a good day for me.
Hey, now.
What did I just tweet out? I got to go back and find it now. Someone, this guy Max Bretos, he's in the industry, does soccer, tweeted out 8 hours ago, Taysom Hill is like Baryshnikov out there, so light on his feet and elegant in the open field. Fun player to watch.
Stupid. Like,
too bad he can't run and or throw the football too effectively, play quarterback.
He can run the
football. He can run. He can't play quarterback.
It. Can't play quarterback.
I'd allow him to run and tear his head off. It's just me, though.
Breaking news. Looks like Marcus Freeman's done deal for Notre Dame now.
Good for him.
Seeing the videos of him and stuff.
Man.
Yesterday, I'm like, yeah, I'd play for him.
And you know what? I'm really happy they're doing something not traditional as far as, like, picking the same coaching carousel. You know? Like, this is a new guy. I didn't really know much about him, Jay. Did you?
No, I did not.
You see what I'm saying? Like, is this a good thing in sports?
But we'll talk to Andy Staples a little bit later on, and he can give us kind of the 411 on Marcus Freeman, because he's talked about how, look, he's universally respected across college football. It was a matter of not if, but when he was going to get a major head coaching job. And Notre Dame makes the move, which means maybe Cincinnati's actually going to hold on to Luke Fickell. But this is the thing. I actually listened to Staples' podcast yesterday, and he said this. He goes, Luke Fickell is going to wait out to see if Ryan Day goes to the Bears.
Oh, wow.
And if so, then Fickell's going to Ohio State.
Really? I guess he's got to wait. He's been respectful enough as opposed to Brian Kelly.
Oh, Fickell would love to have a shot at that job again.
He wants
that
job.
There's two jobs he would leave Cincinnati for, Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Yeah. Notre Dame, Ohio State. Ryan Day wants that NFL leap.
Keep talking. I'm hot.
You're hot?
Yeah, I got to take this.
Hoodie. I'm 260 for my – okay. Well. Oh, I hate you.
Jason, will you please move your microphone away from the camera so the people on Zone TV can see this?
He'll explain it to you. Just know Jason is off my Christmas card list officially.
Ramon, what does the shirt say?
Ramon fears the claw fence. I hate y'all.
There's no y'all.
Jason.
I didn't have ish to do with this.
What's a good towing company? Soon as this gate opened at the studio, I'm having this car towed.
Trash.
Oh, my. How did you even get that done fast enough?
I want to thank my guy Courtney over at Tomahawk, who we've been talking to. The fam doesn't know this, but we've been talking to them for a couple months about merchandise and things like that we're going to have soon for the show. I hit him up during the show yesterday. I said, I need a design.
No.
Nice and simple.
No.
I went and picked it up in Murfreesboro yesterday.
You gave effort to this.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why are you talking about your hot? It's actually kind of cool in this building right now. Okay. All right. Okay. This is what we're doing on a Friday. For a little backstory, if y'all didn't know, Jason brought up the fact that Dave Clawson, who was a great guy, supposedly. I hadn't talked to him.
Supposedly.
I hadn't talked to him since 2008. He won the ACC Coach of the Year at Wake Forest. And I was just like, that's surprising because I had the worst year of my career in 2008 under his offense. And everybody's like, well, he's got this great offense. He lines up one way. You don't know what's going to happen after the way. And Wake Forest done good. Private university, won the ACC. He's got some players in the league, all of those things. I'm not a fan of his offense. Well, the 2008 version of it. And truth be told, I don't even care to even look at it. Just simply because I hated my senior year so much. And Jason strolls in here with a jacket on. I'm thinking, okay, cool. Where's the Denver Broncos bomber at?
Almost. It's a little bit too.
Yeah. But he walks in saying he's hot. I'm like, Jason, I got on a short sleeve sweater. I'm not hot, man. I'm a bigger guy than you. Pulls off his jacket. He has on a Ramon Fears the Claw Fence t-shirt with a Jamar Ramon _ underneath it. Well done, Jason. I'll be honest with you. this has opened up a can of worms for me. Yeah. That this is where we are. You know I'll buy you a shirt too.
Oh, I know.
If our guys,
I know what I know what I've done.
Yeah, you have. I'm gonna have that shirt remade that says Ramon hates the claw fence. Okay.
I almost put feels like 08 on the back of it.
That would have got me right. Yeah, I'll be. I promise you, there's going to be a mob outside this building ready to give you mitts when we're done with this show.
Should have put Foster 78 on the
back. Oh, that'd be even better. Wake Forest. Just put a Wake Forest jersey with Ramon.
Get a Wake Forest jersey with Foster 78 on the back of the jersey.
I had no idea. Why were you hot? Because you got that trash shirt on. That's why.
Oh, this thing is uber comfortable. It's next level. That's what in more ways than one.
Oh my gosh. That's great. Hey, that's first round draft pick stuff you got right there. Safe.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I never get got like this.
You got got.
I did get got.
I was going to try. I couldn't even keep it from him. I was like, you got to see what I'm getting done.
Oh yeah. He shared it. Were you even out of the building yet? I don't even remember. I think you had just left, and he's like, yeah, I got to show you this.
What? This is the end of my career. I'm walking out. I'm taking the Coach Mac stand up with the Costa Rican monkey, and I'm leaving the show.
The frightening part is I know you have far more money than me. And when you have money, pranks can escalate.
I'm telling you, I'm getting your truck towed. I'm finding the address to your house, and we're doing something wild. I'm telling you.
Look, man, all I'm going to say about the shirt is spot the lie.
It's nice.
I think I've got his address in my phone, man. Hold on.
Just hit me on the side. The shirt is nice. I can tell it's a great quality cotton that you got going on. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
The letters are classic. And what's crazy, I don't hate Dave Clausen. I hate that offense. I hate 2008 football season at Tennessee, and it was because of that. And they hyped it up so much, too.
Abby just looked at it last night. She goes, what is that?
Where's your wife at, by the way?
She goes, what is that? And I told her, and she goes, why? And I said, well, and I was going to explain the claw fence stuff. She goes, oh, no, I heard it on the way into work. And I said, well, then you understand then. He goes, she just looks at me, then stops making eye contact, and she's just like, you are such a troll.
Yes, you are. What? Golly, Shave. You know I hate being one-upped, man.
I'm logging off of my life right now.
I am. Jason.
Somebody actually put that on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
I'm logging out of my life right now. Right before you did
That's
it.
That's really how I feel. Like, where's the break glass at, man? I seriously would set off a fire alarm in this building just
well,
so we
so
could not
funny
do the
is
show.
I remember I said before the show, I was like, oh, you put up the Arthur. Yeah, the Arthur
the trigger fist.
Because Michael DeJesus made a claw fence joke. I'm like, wait till you see my claw fence joke.
I swear to you, I want to pull a fire alarm in this building so much to end this show, Shafe.
Yeah, this dude just did
By the way, Pitt and Wake tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
7 p.m.
Amongst other championship games.
One of the lowest rated games that'll be on TV this bowl season. Hey.
Not even bowl season. It's conference championship season.
And then there's two games. It's that one in Michigan, Iowa tomorrow night.
Andrew just called you Troll Mart.
That's fine.
Troll Mart?
That's fine. Jay Troll in the house.
All right, now we have to have a picture of a troll with Jason's face on. All right, guys, get on it. Get on it.
I'll Photoshop that for free. I can't believe you really bought this shirt, Jay, or had somebody make this shirt. Less than 24 hours.
Amazing how fast you can get things done when everybody gets out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Now, jeez, I'm going to be out 4 days next week. What the hell's going
to
happen?
If you love the claw fence at Tennessee, call in. I need one person to back
this. Make sure this design is here. This design is still going to be available. Because when we unleash the merch store, this one's going to be out there.
You really got me with that one, man. I can't even front.
Yeah, you need to take a picture during the break and post it.
Oh, it's all going to happen.
It's one of those. It's like a car wreck right now. I can't stop looking at it.
If I can just get Dave Clausen to see it on Twitter and get this thing full circle.
Oh, you can add him. See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, we got John Oates on this show just because Ramon found out who Holland Oates
yeah, that's true.
Were.
We pulled some power plays, man.
We had Mike and Mike in the morning reunion earlier this week.
Yeah, that was fun. This is right on par with that troll job.
Here is Ramon's inner dialogue about that shirt.
Sit on it and spin.
Yeah.
615-737-1045. 737-1045. I'm going to make sure the design is available for all the fam out there very, very soon. When we come back, we'll continue to clown Taysom Hill.
I can't do this show anymore, Jay.
Might be me doing a solo effort.
Ramon's broken.
I am.
Aaron Torres will be on today. Bright McFadden be on, NFLer, and Andy Staples, who you got into it about the claw fence with.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I did. Right. I walked him back on it, too.
I
don't know that you did.
Not really. No, you didn't.
Pretty much.
Off and running on a Friday.
Yeah.
Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
QB Snake.
I have been gifted the Jay Martin, Ramon Petty Championship. Literally, I've been given the belt.
You deserve that today. You deserve that today, dog. Don't let anybody steal your thunder today. Well done, Jason. Well done.
Merry Christmas to all. Happy holidays to you and your families. And if you'll excuse me, I got to pour some water in Buck Nasty's mama's dish.
That's where I'm at.
That's a nice championship.
It really
is. That is a real dope belt.
Are the Saints 5-7 now?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's a wrap for them.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's pretty much done. This song calms me down from that madness Jason brought in here.
You're still broken. You're shook.
I am. I'm shook-off. I am shook-off. Well done, Jason Aloysius.
I love that I'm playing a Christmas song and it's going to be 70-some degrees today.
It is. Yeah, it's
we're all like shorts, T-shirts.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
It's December the 3rd.
I'm calling the 5A championship down tonight in Chattanooga on radio, and it's like there's been years where it's been borderline snowing.
I think
tomorrow's going to be nice, and tonight.
I think my wife just realized how lucky she got marrying me.
Why is that?
Message that says, that was hilarious. Savage, good work. 3 laughing emojis.
Savage.
Crying.
Savage. That's good. You should definitely wear the belt today.
And I said this to you. The best about this is it just escalates things to a completely different level.
It does.
So much like the Monday Night Wars, the winner is the audience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I know there will be a response.
Mm-hmm. I got to get Brian Rice on here at some point. Because everybody we have on the schedule today is going to be pro Jason's argument about Dave Clawson being awesome in 2008.
No, McFadden's your boy.
I don't know how much he knows about Dave Clawson and what he did at UT in 2008. I just want to talk about that era, not who he is now. Because he sucked in 2008.
Well, look, I wouldn't say that you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
I'm just trolling because it's funny.
I know, but you got a shirt made today. Yesterday.
Comfortable shirt, too. I'm going to get this done in like 3 or 4 different colors, different styles.
The day you wear a hoodie, here's the day. Putting in my walking papers. You go hoodie season like Mello. That's when it gets real dark.
Hoodie, hat. All of it.
Yeah, the little trucker hat with the letters on it.
Sticker for the back of the car. Decal.
That's good. You broke me with that one, man. The freaking claw fence.
I do see somebody that said, I think the Ramon show now needs to happen. Like I need to be go ahead and cut for the rest.
more like the crawfish. Ramon fears the crawfish.
You thought MF Doom was the villain of the week. False. Buck Rising's in Egypt. It ain't him either.
Sit on it and spin.
He's getting ready to fly back, actually.
Is he coming back already?
Well, it's a 20-hour flight.
God,
it takes a day and a half, basically, to come back. Took him that long to get out there.
So I guess he does need some recovery time. That's a quick trip to Egypt. If I'm going to Egypt, I'm staying at least 5 days.
Well, says he's flying back.
I mean, well, hey. It looked awesome, though. The videos he posted, I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool.
He's supposed to bring me something back because I helped fund this trip.
He bring you some sand from the desert.
You helped fund the trip?
Yeah, I pitched in a few bucks.
Oh.
Hey.
I didn't know that was a thing. I would have helped out. Did he have get him home?
Actually, this was pre-COVID.
Did he have a GoFundMe or something?
When I chipped in a few bucks.
Did you make this decision because it put him as far possibly away?
Well, it was before he even worked here. I didn't even start hating him yet.
So, the moment you met him is the day you hated him? What the heck?
Teresa Walker pitched in a few bucks?
Yeah. I did not know.
Yeah. I mean, this was literally like pre-pandemic, so it was a while ago. It predated this show.
So what, 4,000 miles?
Sure, something
no,
like
it's
that.
Way more than
it's
that.
Way more than that.
I just want to say, because if you 40,000 miles, which is about the number of interceptions Taysom Hill threw last night.
4,000 miles was the return yardage of the interceptions.
27-17, Cowboys. Look, Cowboys are good, and the Saints have no quarterback.
No, they don't. Okay, I'm about to do a hard reset. We're going to do a show here. Because, you know.
I have never seen you shook. You are shook right now.
I'm always, because I'm like, that friggin' shirt and this offense that we ran. I'm just plotting now in the middle of my mind. Like, this is like ultimate, like comeback season.
Yeah, this is Ramon's inner dialogue.
I'm going to pull your drawers and crack your ass.
Listen.
Yeah. Not physical violence, but real good violence. All right, let's do sports, man, I guess, right?
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports. Ugh.
So Taysom Hill sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what, Jay? I'll be honest with you. I was almost like starting to like fight back on it. Like, man, he can't be that bad. I'm like, companies are smart for the most part, right? Except for Enron. Like, most companies are pretty smart.
WorldCom. Most of the dot-coms.
Yeah, most of the dot-coms.
Mortgage lenders in 2008.
Remember Adelphia? That was the original name of the stadium here? Yeah, it didn't go well. Yeah.
So, as far as, like, contracts, though, with NFL teams, like, somebody might get you because, okay, they played well. Like, man, that guy had a hot year. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things happen. But Taysom Hill's never really had a hot year. But he got a deal worth up to $95 million. And they decided to give him that before Christmas. After 2 years ago, giving him a contract averaging about $16 million a year. And now they let him play on Thursday Night Football. And he threw four picks. Now, one of those picks was just a crazy play on the sideline. Dallas's DB just caught it and dragged his feet. Wasn't supposed to be a pick, and it was. But it's still four. Heck, nobody's going to make an excuse for him. But after watching last night and what he's capable of, he's got a strong arm. He can run the ball. Everything else, terrible. Not accurate. Throws low, throws high, throws picks.
It's just a penthouse Tebow.
Yeah. A more polished one.
I mean, he's a more freakish athlete.
Yeah.
Version of Tebow.
Yeah. And it was bad. And even it was so bad, his receiver's body language. That's one thing I love about receivers, though, which is a hate thing if you're on the team with them. If you throw them a bad ball or put them in harm's way of a defender about to knock their block off going across the middle or something like that, they're going to show you because they're going to throw their hands up. Everybody knows the gesture of a bad throw when the receiver throws his hands up. It's like, really? Like, there was a bunch of that last night in that Saints game. I watched probably about a little bit more than half of the game. I did. I saw a good bit of it. And it was a lot of that. He threw it to the floor. He threw it into the turf, threw it above him, threw it out of bounds, or he would just tuck and run. I'm just like, this is not a winning recipe. Like, it's not even close to a winning recipe. And I'm still trying to figure out how a guy like him lucks up on a deal like this numerous times and has tricked Sean Payton and the Saints front office. That's got to be one of the silliest things ever. That is not good business, Jay. I'm talking about not at all. This is, I'd almost throw him in the box and I'm going to say it. He's probably worse than Jamarcus Russell. Like, that's where he is. And for some reason, he's got this turtle wax polish on him that continues to trick people. I'm like, no, that's still a hoopty that you got.
So I just tweeted out, what's worse? Poll question, what's worse? Taysom Hill, quarterback one, Pred Stadium Series jersey.
Oh.
You want to talk about? I told you I was going to choose violence. Yeah, I'm going to continue to choose it. Can we discuss this real quick?
Oh, there was a lot of violence on that last night.
Did it even have a break in the round from getting beat up last night?
Oh.
The jerseys?
Nah, that was a first-round knockout.
That was a first-round knockout?
Dude.
Wasn't it Masvidal that had that flying knee, knocked that guy out in 9 seconds? Yeah. That's what happened last night.
Dude.
Ooh.
Look, because the
Thursday.
The Winter Classic ones were so nice with the script on them and all that. The white ones, those things are great.
I didn't dig them at first, but I grew to like them.
Yeah, they looked vintage.
I'm still looking for that jersey. That's how cool that one is.
Yeah, they looked vintage. This, am I wrong?
Universally loathed. And this is the thing. People that I know that are day one Preds fans, that are hardcore Predators fans, that are bigger Predators fans than any other sport in this town.
Yeah.
They all went, nah, fam.
They went, no?
Nah, fam.
They went, no, no.
They went, hell no.
Hell no, okay.
I mean, I saw Tampa Bay's.
Beautiful.
They were nice, yeah.
Beautiful. Clean, slick.
Like, who's the home team here?
Like, you know Nashville is a very popular city.
It's a culture city. It's a hip city. Well, it's a trendy city.
And it supports.
It's the it city.
If I can be serious for a minute.
Putting Smashville on the jersey is corny AF.
Smashville's
a great term. Don't get me wrong. It's been a wonderful marketing term. It's unique to that team. It's great. But putting it on the actual jersey,
why don't you just put vibing on there while you're at it?
So the idea, I think it was supposed to be like an old school, like music banner, like banner.
Like a
hatch print?
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like that's really?
Yeah.
But I mean, I have hatch prints framed in my house.
Adidas
we love
said
them.
That it's inspired by the Nashville hatch prints.
Yeah.
And I
know it isn't.
Well, I mean, I can kind of see it.
Somebody, yeah.
No, it's not.
I like the thought that that's what they were going for.
Well, it's basically the equivalent of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bad. Bad. I just don't understand when it comes to jerseys and third jerseys and all that. It just gets so overthought. And forget that it's actually the Penguins, but they came back with the Snoop Dogg Pittsburgh diagonal, which is like the old Rangers uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's
clean. People are trying to buy it right now. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Things don't have to be overthought.
I mean, look, all you got to do is get a t-shirt with like basic script lettering on it. Looks like a concert shirt from like 1970. Yeah,
it looks like you got that at a Jason Isbell show.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Except for the last word on it.
Well, Ramon fears the claw fence is very
big
accurate.
Big word, yeah.
Claw fence is one of my favorite words in English language. I just find it.
It's not a real word.
Oh, are we going to get it in the dictionary next year?
No, we can, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we tried to get it in the Guinness Book of World Records.
But seriously, like, Nashville is known to be the opposite of those jerseys.
Yeah. I got to pull them up again.
They're bad.
I know they're bad. And I looked at them last night. It reminded me of Michigan football. That's what it reminded me of. I was like, this is big blue right here. Like, that's all
I
can think of.
It did kind of look like that, or West Virginia. I looked at it a few times, and I retweeted A to Z because they were the first ones that I saw they put it out. Then I saw that the Predators put it out, and I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
Kind of like regurgitate. Oh,
yeah, they look like either West Virginia or Michigan-ish. Yeah.
Who likes them? Yeah, that's Smashville. Across.
Looked like somebody made it
pick
at a flea market.
It looked like it was focus grouped within an inch of its life.
You will find those at the Jockey Lot for $15.
Not good.
Poorly sized.
I'm really trying to figure out what was the thought process behind it.
Not great, Bob.
It was overthought.
It was overthought.
Overthought.
Would you have liked something like Preds with like the backdrop of Nashville in it? Like, what would you have done?
I would have been fine if they went back to the dark blue that just had the white logo and white stripes,
which
was
like
a former jersey.
Royal
more
blue.
More like that.
The old Predators, like the navy blue.
Right.
Gray.
There was also that one that was just, it was white logos, white striping and all that. And I can pull it up during the break, but this was just way overthought.
About to click on this prayer tweet, say you can't let Pekka down.
Can they actually do away with this and fix it?
They could.
Well, you could. I said last night that people were going to peck apart.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. The hoodie is actually a real cool looking hoodie. Have you seen that?
No.
The hoodie? I mean, it's a lot of yellow.
About the Stadium Series one?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, it looks decent. All right. Yeah.
That one's more decent than what the jersey is.
But, I mean, that's just a Stadium Series logo.
Well, that's just the NHL. But that's just the Stadium Series. Yeah, that's not the Prince jersey.
Order that. I don't know.
Because you look at the Lightning jersey. Yeah. There's nothing fancy to it.
No, it's just like, it's just kind of bright.
Bright, sharp, clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's got the lightning bolt in the detail of it, too. Of their jersey.
It looked like they found this design in the recycle bin on the desktop and was like, this will work.
And people are running with it, too.
They got crushed last
night. Like, I think that's the first time I've ever seen Preds Twitter mad. Like, Preds Twitter of all, like, Tennessee Toxic Sports Titans Twitter is toxic. Vol Twitter is very toxic. Memphis versus Knoxville is very toxic. But Preds just kind of play their role. You know what I'm saying? They're in the middle and just kicking it for the most part.
Sometimes.
It was toxic last night. That's the first time I saw it be toxic.
And that's not even toxic. That's just people know that's a bad jersey.
Do better. It's like Kanye said on his song. She give you a new sweater, put it on and tell her do better. Like, that's what this jersey is. You'll get that. I'll play it a bit for you after this. You look at me all kind
of
confused.
No, I'm not. I was thinking of something else I wanted to say, and then I decided
You done?
Alex Daugherty on Twitter said this is the first time that Preds Twitter has been united over anything.
He said that, what, yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
I can't spot the lie.
Now I want to buy the troll.
I know a couple people that were like, yeah, it's okay, but even they weren't like, I really
Austin Stanley, who, by the way, did a nice job with Will a couple of days ago.
Yeah, he did.
I enjoyed listening to that program. I think he said, I think I'm the only person that likes this. I'm like, yep.
Yep. That's right.
And I was shocked he did. I'm like, Austin, you're better than this.
But this will go real good with some, like, jeans.
Bingham, I can see Bingham liking it. I can't see Austin liking it.
So you throw some,
I'm just kidding, Zach.
This is a casual shirt right here. Is that a guitar pick in the middle of it,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Huh. I'm buying one now.
The jersey?
Yep.
Jeff Jones on Twitter said, if the claw fence was a hockey jersey.
The 08 claw fence. Yes.
If the Vols claw fence was a hockey jersey.
Because the 2021 claw fence is a banger.
Pretty good.
Dallas Effman, I'm with you. I'm about to order mine, too.
You know what, Jeff? Call into work. Tell him J. Martin Ramon says you can have the rest of the day off. You don't even have to go in today, man.
Why do I get the feeling I'm going to have a wrapped jersey sitting here waiting for me?
He will not let clothes go to waste. You're going to wear this bad boy.
God, don't you dare.
J. Martin on the back, too.
Don't you dare. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. Is it the worst jersey you've ever seen? What is the worst jersey you've ever seen? Let me throw that out there.
Ooh, those futuristic ones they had in Major League Baseball a couple years ago.
Oh, those are bad. The Michigan State Neon.
Oh, those are
bad. Green Bay's throwback.
Oh.
The yellow and blue?
Yeah, I hate those.
No, which one had the poopy brown?
The poopy brown.
That was my Broncos.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Ramon.
Yeah.
That one set of throwbacks y'all had.
The Bumblebees.
Those sucked.
You didn't like those?
They were awful.
Oh, I like them, man.
They look like y'all were in prison.
Like some of us was arrested. Act like we had our troubles.
You're looking at perfect trying to bring him as a free agent.
Already got stripes on, baby.
What is the worst professional sports jersey or college you've ever seen? We'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Because this is a violent, violent show.
Super violent today. This is NC-17 level violence.
615-737-1045, 737-1045. And hey, hang out with us on the YouTube chat as well. People are now just dropping jerseys.
All right,
this is
going to
take us down the wrong kind of rabbit hole. We'll be right back. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Oh, every time I hear this, I just think of Chevy Chase having the vision of the girl in the red swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that vision myself.
Why not?
Everything just gets hooter than they are.
What? Whose song is this? Who is this?
Bing Crosby.
It's Bing Crosby. Yeah.
It's a lot of versions of the song.
Sydney's uncle?
Sydney's uncle. Shut up.
Go Pens.
Go Pens, though.
You could probably say that today considering the reaction to these jerseys, man.
Yeah, everybody's fine with us all being Penguins fans on this show.
Kraken.
Somebody did mention, I saw this, mentioned it's better than the Kraken jersey. I'm like, you are out of your mind. Lucky I don't wear that thing every day.
You know who that person is?
You stupid idiot.
That's now my second favorite article of clothing.
For those just joining us, what did you come in wearing today, Jason?
I'm just wearing a fresh J. Martin Ramon design.
What's it say? It
says, Ramon fears the claw fence.
I almost want to trademark.
We got to take a photo of it and put it on social. I'm actually probably going to make it my avatar on Twitter.
When you sent him a picture, did you send him a picture last night?
Who?
Shafe of the shirt.
No, he showed me yesterday when we were still at work.
He showed you? So
I turned it around. I was like, I'm getting this done. Oh. And then literally 4 hours later, I had it in the car. And I was just like, look at this.
Yeah.
Joe in Cool Springs. Joe, what's up?
I hate you. Calling in about the ugly jerseys.
Yes, sir.
Guys, love the show. But I got to go with the old school, the Mighty Ducks, not so much the logo, but the colors. And I got one more to throw in for the old school hockey heads, the old Hartford Whalers.
Oh, yeah. I like the Hartford Whalers jersey.
I love
man.
The old green Hartford Whalers
yeah,
jersey.
With like with the.
Yeah, with the whale
the
tail.
Whale tail. Yeah. 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 Always reminds me of Mallrats.
Oh, yeah. I've seen.
Brass Bonanza, baby.
The old Ducks, I think he's talking about like the green and purple.
Yeah.
I love the mask. I love the logo with the mask with the beak on
yes,
it.
It was the most overt product placement ever, but yeah.
I didn't care. Yeah, I like that.
We don't care.
Yeah. Eric in Nashville.
We do not care.
Eric, what's going on?
What's up, Eric?
Hey guys, I've got two throwback uniforms. The Pittsburgh Steelers throwback jerseys.
Yep. The Bumblebees?
The Bumblebees.
Yeah, on prison issue.
Yeah. The longest yard.
Yeah. And the other one is the Chicago White Sox uniforms from the 70s. And I forgot about the shorts, but also just the long white shirts hanging out.
Yeah.
And even the uniforms that were after that, a lot of people thought were pretty ugly. But yeah, the White Sox uniforms, yeah, if you remember that from the 70s, it was just wild.
Yeah, I'm looking
can't believe somebody dressed like that. Yeah. Hey, guys, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Eric.
I had a Topps baseball card, Oscar Gamble, with the fro that was 6 feet in the air, with his hat on, the White Sox uniform with the shorts.
You know one of the low-key, best uniforms ever? The powder blue Expos.
You know what? I
love that logo. It looked like the ELB.
Yeah, I like those blue Phillies uniforms, actually.
The old ones with the red P on. I like those, too.
This might be the – Eric just pointed this out. Now I'm upset again.
But actually, powder blue is always good. It's good with Ole Miss. It's good with the Chargers. It's awesome with the Cardinals. What were you saying, though, Mom?
Oh no! I'm looking at it's the 1976 White Sox jersey.
Yeah, with the black shorts.
And this is the sauciest jerseys I've ever seen. Look at these dudes on this mound all together. That is not a good look.
No, it's not.
You seen this? Oh my gosh! This is Eric. You are spot on. This might be the worst.
Let's see.
Bad news bears, man.
That's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Oh my! By the way, those Bumblebee jerseys we used to wear. They were like, of course, they're the jersey, but they got that big block in the middle
I've
of it.
I've seen them because you have one framed in your house.
Yeah, that block makes that jersey so hard to get on. Not just big guys, like small guys.
Because of how it's stitched on.
Because it doesn't allow the jersey to get around the pads. And it's guys hated like putting it on. Like, you can make it look good, of course, at times.
No.
But, like, awful. It was the worst jersey.
I don't know what it is. I'm one of the few that actually kind of liked it because it was so unique.
I liked it, though. I'll be
so
real.
Unique.
It looked like it was a reject from Mean Machine.
I hate it still ain't as bad as 1976 Chicago White Sox.
Those might be definitely.
But here's the other thing. You had the other throwback that had the city emblem on it.
Yeah.
I was okay with that.
Yeah.
But the one with the blocky numbers.
I don't know what's worse, the jersey or the grape smugglers. Matt and Lafayette, what's going on, Matt?
What's up, Matt?